this superstar of skateboarding called Tony Hawk, post his pro career, has made video games, and it's more than a $1 billion enterprise. He's now updated the soundtrack to Pro Skater 1 and 2, and he's included a song from a Tasmanian band. It's Connect to Consume from A. Swayze and the Ghosts, frontman Andrew Swayze. How the hell did you end up on the Pro Skater 1 and 2 soundtrack?
Look, I don't know the inner workings of how record labels and all this sort of stuff really work. It's just sometimes you just get offers for things that are like this, and they say, do you want to do this? Mm. And I don't ask how it happens. I just say yes or no.
Yeah.
What it is. And this one was a definite yes.
How long do you contemplate when they offer you a Tony Hawk soundtrack spot?
I think it was an immediate yes. Mm. I just looked it up. I was 8 when the first game came out, and I had that first game, and I loved it. I played it I played it so often, and I reckon my 8-year-old self was just screaming at me, "You've got to take this, you fool! Like, you have to."
Do you think that's shaped your musical interest? That soundtrack from when you were 8?
Yeah, 100%, absolutely. It was like the introduction to a lot of abrasive sort of punk music for me. My family didn't listen to that kind of stuff, and my friends didn't know about it because they were 8. I probably heard that sort of genre, because that soundtrack is really well known for its punk music and its hip hop. Probably heard that for the first time at that age, and was excited by it. And then I guess, look, 20 years later, got a band that plays that kind of stuff. So definitely influenced by it.
I got excited on another level when I looked at it and saw it's in alphabetical order. So you're first on the Spotify playlist.
I know. Like, why do you think we named our band A.Swayze?
Genius.
Huh? We were thinking
Genius.
Ahead.
Genius.
Yeah. No, that's just a happy accident. It works out in our favour quite often with Spotify playlisting, which is pretty good.
Who else is on this soundtrack with you?
Well, we've got Alex Leahy and Baker Boy from Australia as well.
Great.
Which is sick. There's another band, like, I just can't think of who they are off the top of my head, that are Australian as well, which is I'm quite impressed that they're looking to Australia for music. The games are so American. You know, the culture, the skateboarding culture, obviously, is a worldwide thing, but its heart is really in America. And I'm surprised they would look overseas for acts, but they have. I haven't really had much of a look, to be honest, Helen, at who else is on there. I dare say there'd be, like, Bad Religion and Dead Kennedys and maybe Suicidal Tendencies, like the old classics. I know they are keeping a lot of the old classics from that era on the playlist still. But, yeah, it's cool that they've looked to modernise it as well by adding current acts, and we can't believe they picked us out of everyone.
So great. Andrew Swayze, frontman of A. Swayze and the Ghosts, and they have been added to Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 soundtrack, and they're sitting in the top spot on the Spotify playlist of it as well. Given there's going to be all of this international attention on your band, how's the new album coming along?
Yeah, look, the album's coming along really well. We've got a lot of hype going, which is great, in the UK and the US, as well as Australia. I've done some big interviews with some big publications recently, like after the announcement of the record. So it's pretty exciting. And then, to pair it with this is really big news. And I think it'll put the eyes on us from a lot of different people around the world. And potentially influence an 8-year-old me somewhere else in the world, the record is coming out really soon, September 18th, and we're super excited to get that out. And so far, all the reviews and stuff are looking good, so seems like people are going to be into it.
Could you come up with a better lead-up to releasing your album than this?
I don't know. I don't think so. Honestly, I think being on the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater soundtrack is probably the career highlight so far. I don't think, I don't know whether there's a better accolade. I'd rather get that than win an ARIA, It's like that. I consider that to be the paramount accolade.
Given that it's happening in a year where you can't tour a new album around, man, this could make a lot of difference.
Maybe, yeah. Look, it's a difficult time, and we definitely have a lot of conversations about whether to release. We're definitely a live band. I think that's one of our strengths. So to be able to release a record and not be able to tour it is kind of obscure. But at the same time, what else are you going to do? You know? Can't just sit around and wait. So, these kind of things like that build online hype, I think, at this point as well, are even more crucial.